Greeny, I'm already starting to make plans for our spring golf trip to Myrtle Beach, and I was reading this article in Golf Digest. Do you know Myrtle Beach has over 100 courses set along 60 miles of Carolina coastline?
Well, actually, yes, I do.
And over half the courses have a Golf Digest rating of 4 stars or more out of a possible 5?
Actually, I know that, too.
And this spring, you can fly nonstop to Myrtle Beach?
Right, from over 25 cities, including New York, Boston, Philly, Chicago, and Toronto.
So how do you know so much about Myrtle Beach?
Mike, I've been doing some planning of my own, surfing golfholiday.com. That's the official Myrtle Beach Golf website. I found some really sweet deals.
We're heading to sunny Myrtle Beach in early April to broadcast live from the Monday after the Masters at Barefoot Resort in North Myrtle Beach.
Why do you say we slip down a few days early, check out some of those Golf Digest 4-star courses?
Oh, that sounds like a great plan. GolfHoliday.com. Here we come.
It's Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It's as good as it gets, and it's where America goes to play.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No, I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone, from the CenturyLink Center here in Omaha. It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where we have the Class B and C State Wrestling Tournament underway, and we are going to give you plenty of results throughout the hour. We're going to talk about the rest of the day in sports as well. We'll also be catching up with Utah baseball coach today in Bill Kinneberg. Coach Kinneberg has been there for 11 years. He's been at Wyoming. He's been at UTEP, Nebraska. We'll play Utah, Oregon State, and Washington this weekend as part of the Pac-12 Big Ten Challenge down in Surprise, Arizona. So we'll talk with the coach around the bottom of the hour about what it's like. I mean, here in Nebraska, you know, you don't think Nebraska baseball, how do you do that? How do you do it in Utah? And now that they're in the Pac-12, how much tougher is it for the Utes to try and get a program that can compete on a national level? So we'll talk with Coach Kinneberg about that. Larry Baker's going to join me here in a little bit to talk about what's been going on so far this morning. But again, just kind of going over the situation here with wrestling. It has expanded. They have taken advantage of the new video board here at the CenturyLink Center, the strip boards that run along the mezzanine here at CenturyLink Center. It's a lot easier for fans, whether you're here or not, to follow along with the state wrestling tournament. Obviously, a lot of people are watching video on the NSAA website. They're keeping up to date at trackwrestling.com. And, of course, we've got reports on the ton of area kids that are competing here this weekend. BNC going this morning. We started at 9:30. Quarterfinals will get going at around 12 noon. So if you win this morning, you come right back and wrestle your second match. If you lose this morning, that's your only match of the day, but you're not out. You'll come back tomorrow morning and start the long run through the wrestlebacks that get underway at 9:30. Now, if you're in classes A and D, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, Amherst with all 14 of theirs, so many of our area teams are in Class D. They don't even begin until 4:30 this afternoon, and throughout the basketball, we are got sub-districts going on tonight. We will continue to keep you updated on how the wrestlers are doing. And at the end of the night, I want to remind you, we've got our Pioneer Hybrids Wrestling Recap brought to you by Craig Weeches, and we will have that at the end of the competition tonight for about 30 minutes on Classic Hits 98.9. We give you the team scores. We give you the results of all the area kids, where everybody's setting. So if you missed it all and you want a quick recap, we'll do that for you tonight on Classic Hits and Friday and Saturday. Friday as well, the semifinals begin at 5 o'clock, And we will have all of that live on Classic Hits 98.9. The WrestleBacks for medals on Saturday morning. And then the championships push back a little bit this year. 3 o'clock is the final coming up on Saturday. And again, those are televised on Nebraska Educational TV. Again, the snow is moving in here to the Omaha area. It was dry overnight, but just about the time everybody was making their way to the CenturyLink Center to watch this morning's action, the snow did start to fall. So if you're coming into town for the championships, especially A&D later today, give yourself just a little bit of extra time to navigate through what will not be clear, dry streets here in Omaha. So there's all the news you need to know, hopefully, about the state wrestling tournament. Last night, let's get into some of the other sporting events. We got a chance here in Omaha to watch the
Hi, it's the Herd. Building a strong relationship with your team, pretty much the key for any business. Got to meet them and
collaborate. Now is in 11th place on the all-time NCAA career scoring list. For UNK last night, they went to Emporia State, and Mike Dentlinger, who was named a academic All-American for the third time in his career, led the Lopers with 20 points, but the seven-game winning streak was snapped by a score of 92-83, and the UNK women lost to Emporia State, who's now 24-2 and ranked 7th in the country, 82-68. Both teams will travel down to Fort Hays on Saturday. And don't forget, University of Nebraska at Kearney Athletic Department is putting together a fan bus to go down to Hays on Saturday. And that will leave at 9:30. It includes round-trip transportation, your game ticket, and lunch once you get down to Hays. So if you'd like to ride the fan bus, you can go to Lopers.com for more information or contact the athletic ticket office. For Hastings College last night, the men's basketball team lost their third straight by falling to 8th-ranked Midland, 74-62. The Warriors jumped out 16-4 at the beginning of the second half, and Hastings was cold again in the second half. Brett Wells had 15 points, Jake Hamburger 13 to lead the way for the Hastings Broncos. For the women, Jamie Van Kirk, a career-high 30 points last night, 85-78 over Midland. The Broncos are in a first-place tie with Concordia in the GPAC Conference. Both teams, men and women, play at Northwestern of Iowa on Saturday, and you'll be able to hear it all on 1230 AM KHAS. Mike Will with the call, and then the conference tournament gets underway next week for the GPAC. Some other notes to pass along to you this morning. We've got Nebraska basketball going on tonight, and the Nebraska men in Lincoln, hosting Penn State, virtually a sellout. In fact, I don't remember the last time we got an email from the athletic department telling fans that there were actually some tickets that had opened up for a men's basketball game. So Husker men's basketball fever is hot, and they take on Penn State tonight. And then Sunday, Purdue rolls in. The Nebraska women will travel to Ohio State. Coach Connie Yori, who passed out, fainted during Sunday's game with Indiana, says she's ready to roll. And we'll see how things go at Ohio State tonight for the Husker women. So a lot going on there. And, of course, sub-district basketball going on tonight. We've got three what should be great matchups on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here on ESPN, it's the D19 from Kearney Catholic as Overton will be taking on Elm Creek. It's the third meeting of the year between those two teams. Overton won the conference tournament. Elm Creek won the regular season just the week before, so the third meeting in 3 weeks for those two schools. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Blue Hill and Hastings St. Cecilia will play the C28 final in Minden, and that game will, like all of them, tip off at 7. Blue Hill has one loss, and that came in the second week of the season to Hastings St. Cecilia, so the rematch tonight. And unfortunately for Blue Hill, sitting in that Twin Valley where they can bounce back and forth between C2 and D1, their wild card points probably are not going to be good enough. They could go two losses this year, both to maybe the best team in C2 and not have a chance to get to state. So Blue Hill and St. Cecilia, a lot on the line tonight. That is not the case in Kearney, but it is the most highly anticipated girls game, I believe, of the year, definitely outside of watching Jess Shepherd play in Class A. There's only two undefeated girls basketball teams left in the state, and they play each other tonight at Kearney High. You'll hear it on Classic Hits 98.9, number one, 23-0 Minden, And number two, 24-0, Kearney Catholic. They're ranked 5th and 10th in the all-class standings, according to the Omaha World Herald. Doors will open at Kearney High at 5:30. They are expecting a sellout, so don't be late. Get in, get your seat. I joked with a couple of the athletic directors. There's Minden and Kearney Catholic are playing, but Minden and Kearney Catholic are also hosting sub-district finals. There are some yeomen staying behind to work the games at those two facilities so that everybody else can go support their team at Kearney High tonight. And again, those games are also on PlatteRiverPreps.com. A couple of the other area games tonight: Central Catholic will play Central City. That's at Northwest. Sutton and Superior will play at Fillmore Central. Red Cloud will play Heartland Lutheran at St. Cecilia. And those are the games. Giltner taking on Lawrence Nelson tonight as well. That is at Adams Central, among some of the games in the area. Other things that are going on in the world of sports before we dive into some of our wrestling here at the CenturyLink Center. Miami Dolphins, what a mess. If you are getting ready for the NFL draft, I'm guessing you don't want anything to do with the Miami Dolphins as because of the Wells report, because of the Incognito Martin deal. Some of the coaches have lost their job. Their trainer, been there for 18 years. He has shown the door. Some of them were at the combine, the NFL combine getting underway today. They went to Indianapolis to fire him. Not a good deal at all. And they're just getting underway for the gold medal game in women's hockey, the United States and Canada. Then tomorrow, the United States and Canadian men will play in the semifinals, a rematch of the gold medal game from 4 years ago, with Finland and Sweden on the other side. The Swiss have beaten Sweden in the other women's semi, or in the bronze medal game, by a score of 4-3. And today, a lot of the women's figure skating will be wrapping up at the Olympics. So that's what's going on over in Sochi. So that is, I think, a lot of what we needed to cover here. We've got five young men that are going for their fourth state wrestling championship, unprecedented, really. For that many to go after it at once. I think only one other time have we had that number of young men going for the gold for the fourth time in their career. Coming up here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, we're going to talk to Larry Baker and look over some of the latest results here. We'll also give you a chance to catch up and listen to our interview with Utah head baseball coach Bill Kinneberg at the bottom of the hour. Our Midtown Mart cooler question today: Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. What is the most exciting trade deadline in the four major sports? Because the NBA trade deadline is here. Is it the NBA, the NFL, the NHL, or Major League Baseball? Easy one for me. It's Major League Baseball, because I think that there is way more shifting when it comes to baseball. It just seems like it's a lot easier to move somebody. In the NFL, you hardly ever hear of something going down at the trade deadline because of the way that everything is structured there. The NHL, I don't know what's exciting about that. I mean, for true NHL fans, I can see where that is, but I think the majority of our listening area wouldn't know if anybody got traded unless it was Wayne Gretzky. In the NBA, that can have some excitement. There are some trades going on. Some action does happen, so I would say Major League Baseball first, NBA second, NHL third, and NFL dead last when it comes to voting in today's question. But what do you think? Go to ESPNSuperStation.com. Which is the most exciting trade deadline of the four major sports? Yesterday we asked you about Jimmy Graham. You know, he's a tight end on your roster, but 67% of his snaps last year he lined up as a wide receiver, and he's going for his contract. Does he deserve top-end receiver money or tight end money? 71% of you said he's a tight end, you pay him tight end money. But I think, as a lot of us said, whatever tight end money is, you can make it wide receiver money. So he'll become the most highest paid tight end in NFL history. Vote today on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperStation.com. We'll take a break and be back to the CenturyLink Center. Larry Baker will join me on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll talk wrestling, update you on what's going on after this.
Your clients on a regular basis, called communication, to brainstorm and develop quality ideas and solutions. It just works better. Getting everybody in the same place, the same room, these days, impossible. That's why we suggest GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix. It's the powerfully simple way to meet in person online from anywhere, anytime. I've used this. Very interesting. Sign up for GoToMeeting from your computer or your mobile device. You can launch your first meeting in seconds. That's all it takes. And you can share the same screen to collaborate on projects in real time. You turn on your webcam, you see everybody face to face. It's powerful, it's simple to meet in person online. Start your free 30-day trial of GoToMeeting today. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button. Then use the promo code, my name, Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Colin. GoToMeeting.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
More exciting high school sports action comes your way this week on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's the State High School Wrestling Tournament Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with hourly updates and live coverage of the semifinals on Classic Hits Friday at 5. For basketball, Thursday night, it's a battle of unbeatens. The Minden and Kearney Catholic girls on Classic Hits 98.9. The Breeze 94.5 will have St. Cecilia Blue Hill. And here on ESPN, Elm Creek takes on Overton. All games tip off at 7 Thursday night.
A wind advisory is in effect for our area this afternoon as some light snow continues early with additional accumulations of an inch or less, and then it builds further off to our east with temperatures topping off at 40 for a high. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 36.
People everywhere, now everybody put your hands in the air. Yeah, yeah.
Doug and Daddy show here at the CenturyLink Center in Omaha. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, Jeff Babel is out of the production studio today, and he is with us here in Omaha. Merritt Lawson producing today's Doug and Daddy show. You can still reach us by emailing the Dent Popper inbox, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. And of course, they've got Facebook at Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. And you can call the studio 888-455-ESPN. Want to let you know that if you want to go watch Nebraska women's basketball or whoever is at the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight, single session tickets are now available at Huskers.com for the NCAA Women's Basketball Regional March 29th and 31st at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Reserved single session tickets are $24. Single session general admission, $15. They are perfect for large groups, club programs, youth organizations. You can also get all session tickets for the regionals. They surpassed 4,200 as of this past Monday. All session reserve seats are $40 and gain you access to all three tournament games. All session general admission seats are $25. The games Saturday, March 29th will be at 3:30 and 6, and Monday, March 31st, 8 o'clock in the evening at Pinnacle Bank Arena. And boy, if the Nebraska women can win a couple of games, crowd support, expect kind of a sellout. We'll see how that all breaks down. Right now, though, we have got high school wrestling going on, and Larry Baker is doing some assistant coaching this year at Centura, is watching one of his young men, so we're going to wait till that match is over. It's very close down there. Sometimes you never want to turn the coach's mic on while he's watching his kids, and I think we all know about that, but we'll talk with him here in just a minute. Bill Kinneman's going to join us. Let me give you some of the early results that we have, and then we'll catch up here with Larry. We'll start at Class C today. Alex Cantrell, this is 106 pounds of Kearney Catholic, a winner, 148. David Jimenez of Shelton, Kennesaw, a winner, 19-6. Wyatt Allen of Wood River has kind of come into some freshman struggles here down the way. He struggled in the districts, and he struggled here today and lost by a score of 10-6. But here's a kid, one of those kids that could come all the way back through. Wyatt needs to win three matches tomorrow just to get in for a medal. It is extremely tough to come back from that first round loss, but it happens. There are kids every year that come back through. And then if you get to that Saturday morning, you're on a hot streak. You're taking on a kid that had his guts ripped out in the semifinals. And sometimes you can make it all the way to that third, fourth place match. So just because you lose in the first round, if you're a quality kid like Wyatt Allen, you got a chance to come all the way back through. We'll see if he can. A lot of area kids at 113. Vinny Pearson of Gibbon, a winner, 9-2. Dawson Messenger of South Central Unified, which is Sandy Creek, 4-2 winner. Michael McCann of Central City wins in 335. At the losing side of C113, Teak Edwards of Loomis Bertrand in 351. Peyton Leach of Ordon, 244. Nathan McGinnis of Central Catholic in 121. At 120 pounds, Jeremiah Dickinson of Central City, a 10-3 winner over Connor Burquist of Southern Valley. And Dakota Harvey of Sergeant Burwell over Tom Roach of Donovan Trumbull, 447. There's another situation where Roach was rated going into the postseason, but struggled in the districts, finished fourth, drew an incredibly tough first-round match. Now he's got his work cut out for him, but another kid that could come back through. Clinton O'Neill of Ord lost 17-2. At 126 pounds, Taylor Erpelding had a little trouble, but he won 8-6. Sam Hunt of Southern Valley lost 6-3. Brandon Wallander of Loomis Bertrand lost by Tech Fall. Dylan Pozoza of St. Paul lost in 52 seconds. At 132 pounds, Ravenna's lone qualifier, Brandon Treffer, is a winner by a pin in 304. Now he'll take on one of the top two wrestlers in the state in East Butler's Ratkovic. Evan Gideon of Sergeant Burwell, Tech Falls, Zach McNally of Donovan Trumbull, 21-3, and Caleb Pukenshire of Central Catholic pins Austin Cradle of Southern Valley, 118 the time. At 138 pounds, Adam Keating of Kearney Catholic, a winner by pin. The two-time defending champion does it in 141. Tucker Burquist of Southern Valley wins in 235. On the losing end was James Fuller of Red Cloud Blue Hill in 131. Caleb Schaefer of South Central Unified in 31 seconds. And Lucas Kine of Centura lost 7-5. At 145 pounds, David Gross of St. Paul, a winner in 309. Matt Rojas of Wood River, a winner, 18-6. Wyatt Thayer of South Central Unified lost 3-0, and Joseph Feldner of Kearney Catholic lost by a pin in 146. At 152 pounds, Brendan Leach of Ord lost by a score of 14-4, and that's where we'll cut off. We've got some updates from there. Let's go over to Class B right now and start at 106 pounds, where Devin Gilliland of Adams Central lost by a pin in 133. Adams Central's Andrew Schilke wins in 241. Mike Wynn of Lexington lost 442. At 120 pounds, Alam Alvarez of Lexington wins 5-4. Devin Schmidt of Grand Island Northwest is a winner over Devin Longston of Holdridge by a pin in 330. And Peyton Broderick of Adams Central lost in 315. At 126 pounds, Henry Gonzalez of Lexington wins 5-3. Jacob Hoffman of Cozad wins 6-5. Dylan Gilliland of Adams Central lost to a freshman from Omaha Scutt in 5-0-7 by the pin. At 132 pounds, Brian Messersmith of Cozad wins by a pin in a minute 59. Carson Sock of Grand Island Northwest lost 2-1. At 138 pounds, Eric Rusvit of Adams Central lost 2-1. Clay Trejo of Cozad wins in a pin, 308. Dakota Hernandez of Lexington wins, 532. At 145 pounds, Mark Zesker of Adams Central wins, 6-5. Tanner Wirch of Aurora lost by a pin. Austin Cooper of Northwest lost 9-5. At 152 pounds, it was Hugo Escamilla losing by a pin in 51 seconds, and Jacob Pfeiffer of Holdridge was a winner, 16-1. Caleb Oswald of Aurora lost by a Tech Fall. Moises Garcia of Lexington lost by a pin. Brian Sunblad of Holdridge lost 7-3. Derek Lineski of Adams Central remains undefeated, but it wasn't any kind of a dominant match. He wins 4-0. Ty Johnson of Northwest lost by a pin in the third period. Craig Hudeberg of Aurora lost by a first period pin. Bailey Dishman of Grand Island Northwest defeats Logan Farrell of Lexington by a pin in 3 minutes and 24 seconds. Taking a look at some of the Class C results, Brad Skoke of Central City wins 6-3. Rowdy Moon of Sergeant Burwell wins by a pin. James Mazur of South Central Unified lost 8-4. Quinn Rudd of Minden, a winner by pin in 3:30. Justin Brown of Loomis Bertrand lost by a first period pin. Shelton Kennesaw. What do we got there, Larry?
Chris Gard.
Chris Gard lost by a pin in the second period. Kobe Cassidy, Sergeant Burwell, a winner, 10-8. Josh Pukacher, Central Catholic, lost 11-2. Cade Subota of Ord was down early, won by a pin in 5:40. Colton Brown of Gibbon lost 14-3.
And Bailey Brown of Centura wins 6-5 over Lane Helgoff of Sergeant Burwell.
Matt Jamison of St. Paul lost 5-1. So that updates us on where we're at right now. Team scores, Omaha Scutt 27.5, Scotts Bluff 20 in Class C, Valentine 25, O'Neill 17, David City 14, Central City in fifth. But you can't read a whole lot into team scores this early on. Again, we're wrestling in the 160 to 170, maybe even an 82 out there right now in BNC. Larry, just a couple of thoughts on where we're at so far.
Yeah, it's been, honestly, it's been pretty true to form, regular state tournament, to tell you the truth. You know, we've seen a couple of things get a little hairy. You know, we've seen some guys be ahead and kind of blow it. We've seen some guys be ahead, get thrown to their back and fight their way back through. Wood River, who I thought wrestled pretty well last week, hasn't looked great here today. They've won some matches where they were ahead and got into trouble. The Wyatt Allen situation, 106. Wonderful kid, very, very tough. Doug, wouldn't surprise me a lick if he come all the way back through tomorrow. But as the, you know, he had the really big wins early in the year. Coach Waddington talked, I visited with him very early in the season after those wins, and he said, you know, I wish we wouldn't have got those wins then and we'd get them later. Those wins that come early for a young guy, sometimes it's tough to maintain that going forward, and we saw that last week in the district final. He got beat very soundly by Jimenez from Shelton Kennesaw, and then today, just that big pressure, you start getting to the semifinals, finals of the district tournament on through this weekend, those matches are just a different color, and sometimes that pressure can get you.
As we'll talk more towards the end of the show about the big stories here today, but Thomas Conley is out there right now for Kearney Catholic. There are a lot of kids like Conley. When you go out for that first match and your number, you see so much domination. If you get that bad draw, how you've got 3 or 4 days to think about it. And I think every coach has been there.
Oh, and it's awful. And the thing is this sport, though it's physical and manly and tough and all that kind of stuff, it's really important that you stay in a really good mental spot. I talk to my kids all the time. Once we get to that district tournament, especially semifinals forward in the district tournament, nothing but positive thoughts. And that really comes into Saturday night of the district tournament, Doug. When you get your draw, it doesn't matter what it is. They have to be positive thoughts. Weak thoughts lead to weak actions. So you have to stay very, very positive in your mind. And you take a kid like Thomas Conley, that pressure's big. All the air goes out of the room for him now. He's going for his second state title. He's been incredibly dominant at the Class C level this year. His only loss was to a kid that's probably going to win his fourth this year. So it is tough. What he needs to do, you tell your kid, go out, get your first takedown, ride him like a dog early, and from there, things will come back to you like it's been all year. Don't make this more than it is.
All right, we are on the Doug and Daddy Show live from the CenturyLink Center here in Omaha. Coming up, we're going to talk with the head baseball coach at Utah. That is Bill Kenneberg in his 11th season. Took him to the NCAA tournament for the first time in nearly 40 years back in 2009. And we'll see if that helped recruiting a little bit with most of those kids either just leaving the program or seniors in the program that would have come in after that 2009 season. Jack Berry of Adams Central has just picked up an 11-0 win. So him and Lenusky, both undefeated for Adams Central, get wins in their first matches here today, although they go the full 6 minutes. Sometimes that's a good thing.
Yeah, oh, no. Actually, in the first round with your better kid, Doug, it's the best thing. Gets a good blow to your lungs. It really gets you into the feeling now of tournament mode. No, that's not a bad thing ever when that happens. And with Barry, you know, talked to his dad today, and, you know, no secret the issues he's dealing with. And I asked him, I said, how is he? I said, you know, just legitimately after this weekend, how did it go? And he said, well, the worst case scenario, we didn't get to buy at districts. We had to wrestle, had a 6-minute grinder in the finals of districts. And he said, we're just beat up.
And again, Jack injured earlier this season, and wrestling injured here at the state tournament with a hand issue. Just broke the hand, right?
Yeah, and to be honest, I don't know if you've seen it, Doug, if you got to see it at the rally. But his dad described it as a football, and if you've seen it, that's exactly what it looks like. He's got pins, a plate, and screws in his hand, and the surgery was just done 4 weeks ago, so he's still got the stitches in. His hand looks just like a football. It's swelled up, oblonged, and there's stitches right down the center of it. You know, you talk about a tough kid. He's dealing with a lot of pain. I mean, legitimate pain. And it tells you what this place means to people, especially the Berry family. Great family. All three of those boys have gone through and done a tremendous job, and he got a great draw, got on the other side of Shane. Dealing with a lot of pain. He's willing to go through it because he wants to walk in that parade, Doug.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we'll catch up with the head baseball coach at Utah, Bill Kinneberg, talk about the Pac-12 Big Ten baseball series in Arizona this weekend. Stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Got a tax problem? If so, please listen to this important message. The IRS and state collectors can legally come after much of what you own and will take all necessary action to collect any unpaid taxes. If you have unfiled tax returns, have been issued a wage garnishment, are being audited, or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000, 911 Tax Relief can help. Our expert team of tax professionals can immediately protect you from the IRS and will provide you a free confidential tax analysis showing you the best resolution to your problem, guaranteed. You may qualify to have up to 90% taken off the amount you will owe, have all collection activities against you stopped, or for other IRS programs. You may even qualify to not have to pay the IRS a single penny. It's critical you get the right information to protect yourself, so call now for a free tax analysis. Dial 800-358-6339. 800-358-6339. That's 800-358-6339.
J-E-R-S-E-Y-S, go
Jeremy! Lace him up.
Straight away, three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it.
It's pull good. It over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey's Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up, got it, the buzzer.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A wind advisory is in effect for our area this afternoon as some light snow continues early with additional accumulations of an inch or less, and then it builds further off to our east with temperatures topping off at 40 for a high. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 36.
Well, the Nebraska baseball team gets to head back to the sunny confines of Arizona for the second consecutive weekend and the Pac-12 Big Ten Challenge. We'll see the Huskers taking on Oregon State for the second time in as many weekends, Washington, and Utah. And right now, head coach Bill Kinneberg of the Utes gives us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, Coach, thanks so much for the time. How are you?
I'm good, Doug. Thanks very much for having me. I look forward to Friday and Saturday, but also a great game on Sunday with Nebraska.
Well, tell us a little bit about Utah. You've been with the program for a number of years. We'll talk about the move into the Pac-12, but a lot of exciting times. You started 2-2 mm-hmm. this weekend. You got some good kids coming back. Chance Sinclair, who's going to pitch against Nebraska, is one of those good pitchers that got you a win this opening weekend. But yet, this is a program that was picked at the bottom of the Pac-12. So you got the positives, the negatives, and all that as right. another season starts.
Well, the big thing for us, Doug, is the move from the Mountain West to the Pac-12. You know, this is our third season, and I think a lot of our sports, or maybe all of them, are you know, making that transition and really improving their teams. It's such a difference between, you know, the Mountain West, particularly in baseball, and the Pac-12, where, you know, every weekend is very much, you know, similar to what you guys have experienced. But every weekend's a battle and unbelievable teams that we're playing. So we're in the beginning stages of building that program and building this program to a top level, or try to get it to a top level baseball program that can compete nationally like all the other 10 teams in the Pac-12 do. And so it's a great weekend for us to be matched up against some really quality teams of the Big Ten, and it'll give us a little bit of a measure of where we're standing, at least at this year, with our ball club after this weekend.
Coach, I'm guessing that the kids that are the seniors on this year's ball clubs are the ones that you brought in off maybe one of the biggest years you guys ever had back in 2009, that 2010 recruiting class. Some of them probably graduated last year, but a lot of these kids wanted to come in and continue the success there.
Yeah, I think we only have one kid that remains from that club that went to the regionals, and in fact, he's a return missionary, and that's the only reason he's back. But so this is kind of a new club. It's, we started seven freshmen last year. They're all sophomores now, and last year was kind of our first really true recruiting chance for us to get with the Pac-12 logo behind us. So you know, those freshmen are now sophomores, and they're bigger, better, and faster players. And so we're looking forward to their progress. The one thing I think our ball club is going to shine on this year is we do have some pitching and pitching depth, and that's going to kind of carry us until our offense gets going a little bit. Being an indoor team right now, it's, you know, we're still a little bit shy on that part of the game, but you know, 3 days in Phoenix hopefully will get us even closer.
Nebraska, being in the Midwest, has its challenges of mm-hmm. recruiting and working with the weather. What are the challenges of coaching baseball at Utah?
Well, it's the same deal. You know, January and February, we get limited days outside. We're playing on the road all of February and the first 2 weeks of March. So the challenges for us and Nebraska are keeping our club together, winning on the road, learning to win on the road, which is really important and really is beneficial when it gets down to conference time, I think. And I really believe that after 10, 12, 15 games, you know, we're as equal as anybody, you know, that's been working out outside. We're ready to play, and you know, our roles on our team are established just like everybody else. I just think we have a little bit more of a challenge on our first 8 to 10 games of getting our feet on the ground, on grass, on dirt, and getting used to being outdoors and playing a full 9-inning game. And the one thing I've noticed over this is my 10th year here, and I did coach at the University of Wyoming for 7 years, so I'm familiar with the cold weather. I think at the end of the year we may be a little fresher than the outdoor teams. We just haven't, you know, built as many innings on our pitchers because we're not scrimmaging as much early, and I think our guys have a chance to be a little more fresh at the end of the year than maybe some of the warm weather teams.
We're talking with Utah baseball coach Bill Kinneberg here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Played Sacramento State on the road 4 games, and every single one of them was a one-run game. What'd you learn about your team from the first weekend?
Well, I think our pitching was the bright spot of our weekend. We had, you know, 3 of the 4 starters were outstanding. Some of our relief guys were terrific, and so, as I said before, I think our pitching is a strong point of our team at this point. We were down 3 players, 3 starters due to injuries, and in fact, really 4, and we'll get 1 or 2 of them back. But my starting center fielder is out with a meniscus. Our starting first baseman didn't go to to Sacramento with a sprained ankle, but I think he'll be back this weekend in Phoenix. I lost my third baseman for about eight weeks, Dallas Carroll, who's one of our top players. He broke his collarbone in the first inning of the first game at Sac State, which is kind of hard to believe. And then we have a catcher that's nursing a little bit of a thumb that he slipped on ice, if you can believe that, here in Utah, but slipped on ice about a month ago. He's ready to go, but the blow to our center fielder and our third baseman is – And once we get those guys back, I think our offense will gel a little bit. We'll be a little bit better. But it's giving a chance for some of our younger kids and our depth to see what they can do as well, though.
Tell me about the young man that you have scheduled to face Nebraska. And I know I flip-flopped the names at the beginning of the interview. So
good morning once again.
That's Dalton Carroll, who has done some nice things for you.
Yeah, Dalton. Dalton's a sophomore. He was our Sunday starter last year, right-hander. Has a very good arm, still learning to pitch a little bit, had some great outings for us as a freshman. He was one of the guys that got hit around a little bit too much on last Sunday. Didn't have a spectacular outing. He's got a chance to be a really good pitcher. He's a competitive guy. If the ball's down in the zone, he's going to be very effective. He repeats his motion extremely well. His twin brother was the one that broke his collarbone, the third baseman, so hopefully he'll survive without his twin. But I know he's looking forward to pitching again and getting back out there after his outing on Sunday.
It looks like your top two catchers are pretty darn good as well. Does that help the strength? I mean, the catchers making the pitchers or the pitchers making the catchers?
Well, I think both catchers really played well this last weekend. And A.J. Young was the one that he only caught one game because of his thumb, but I think he's going to be healthy for the rest of the time now. Both of them swung the bats very well. AJ's a little bit better hitter consistently than Armijo, but both of them caught significant innings last year. They kind of traded off. So Connor's a senior, kind of a leader on our team. AJ's a sophomore. He's got a ton of ability. Both of them will see action this weekend. I'm not sure who's going to catch, but probably the other one will be DH. So they'll both be in the lineup, and they were kind of the stars of the weekend for us this last weekend on the offensive side.
Just the last minute here with Utah Ute baseball coach Bill Kenneberg on the Doug and Daddy Show. What's one thing or two things that you're going to be looking for this week that you knew you needed to improve on from last weekend?
Well, I think our offensive execution is a big thing. We're going to try to put a lot of pressure on people. We've got pretty good speed. And we've got to play the bunt game a little bit and move runners. And we've got to do a little bit better job at when we get that leadoff runner, getting into second or to third and executing the offense a little bit better than what we did this last weekend. And I think a little bit of that goes to being indoors and not seeing enough live pitching when you're doing those things. But we want to play a little bit of an up-tempo offense, if that's the way you want to call it. We need to move. We don't have a whole lot of power in the lineup. We're not going to hit a whole lot of home runs. And so we've got to create some things offensively, and I'm hoping that that part of the game will get a little bit better this weekend.
Bill, finally, we've got a Division II school here that just moved into a new conference a couple of years ago that could be one of the best D2 conferences in the country. Nebraska moved into the Big Ten, and in some sports, that's the best conference in the country. Well, the Pac-12 is one of the best conferences in the country in baseball. We're all getting used to adjusting and how to compete in a new conference. What's the thing that is going to get Utah to the middle of the conference and then hopefully in a couple of years towards the upper half?
Well, it all starts with recruiting and getting our name out and being out. And the Pac-12 logo for us is big. That has created or opened eyes, particularly on the West Coast. Kids in California, kids in Arizona, they want to play in the Pac-12. They want to play in the best conference, west of the Mississippi or in the country. And they want to be on TV. So all those things are real positive to us. That's number one always, probably with every program, is we have to recruit the best kids that we possibly can to put as good a team as we can on the field. And once we do that, then we got to coach them up and make sure they're ready to play week in and week out. And it's so important in baseball now with we have 4 weekends or 5 weekends during the year that we're playing non-conference. Those are huge for us now with the RPI and trying to gain as much RPI points as you can so that if you don't win the conference, which is going to be very difficult year in and year out in the Pac-12, you got to have an RPI that hopefully gets you close to being on, you know, selected by the NCAA committee. And in order for us to do that, we've got to probably finish in the top six in our conference. And then we've got a shot at being on the board there in May. So that's our goals. And but I'm sure that's everybody's goal, but that's what we're working towards. And hopefully in the next year or two that we can challenge for that. If we stay healthy this year, we've got a shot at that, I think, with our pitching staff.
Well, Michigan State, Indiana, and Nebraska are representing the Big Ten. It is Oregon State, Washington, and Utah representing the Pac-12. They'll all see each other this weekend. And great chat, Coach. We appreciate you giving us some time, Bill Kenneberg, here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and wish you the best of luck this weekend and the rest of the season.
Yeah, thanks, Doug. I appreciate it.
And head coach of the Utah Utes joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Bill Kenneberg. Again, Nebraska. Playing them in the final match on Sunday. First game, Oregon State, then Washington, and they'll Bill Kenneberg's Utah Utes. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we'll give you the very latest from the state wrestling tournament and get you back onto your day. Keep it here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Subway delivers yet another taste sensation. Feast your ears on the crunchy new Fritos Chicken Enchilada Melt. Tender pulled chicken, authentic enchilada sauce, melty cheese. But does it end there? No. There are Fritos corn chips right on the sub. It's crunchy. It's munchy. It even has its own catchy tune.
Munch of Fritos on my sub.
The new Fritos Chicken Enchilada Melt. It's the gotta have it crunch, and there's only one place to get it. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
How do you know the used car you're getting is good? One you can really trust? Well, start with KBB.com's most trusted car brand, backed by an extensive limited warranty, and you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. So get going while the getting is good. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details. Based on 2013 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
People from all around are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I have never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
A wind advisory is in effect for our area this afternoon as some light snow continues early with additional accumulations of an inch or less, and then it builds further off to our east with temperatures topping off at 40 for a high. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 36.
Doug and Daddy's Show here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth on the road the next couple of days at the CenturyLink Center in Omaha. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, Jeff Babel, we're all here in Omaha. Our producer engineer Merritt Lawson will have updates throughout the day. B and C are getting into the upper weights here. We're in the 220s right now for just about every match out there on the mats in B and C. Then they'll come right back with the quarterfinals, and then A and D start again this afternoon at 4:30. Always got to remind folks that not everybody is wrestling right now. Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, Amherst, all those A, all those D schools will not take the mat until 4:30. Again, best of luck to the basketball teams. A lot of sub-district action going on tonight. We've got Overton Elm Creek here on ESPN. Blue Hill, Hastings St. Cecilia on the Breeze, 94.5. The Battle of Unbeatens, Kearney Catholic Minden on Classic Hits, 98.9. All games will tip off at 7 and are on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Now, as far as ESPN and Classic Hits, we'll give you a wrestling update right before the pregame. at halftime and then again at the end of those basketball games. So if you're listening for wrestling and have to put up a little basketball, because, Larry, I know how that is.
Yeah, that's right.
but basketball doesn't seem to be such a sinful word now for wrestlers.
No, it's all right.
Because, you know, you get injured playing it.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, when wrestlers play basketball.
That's right. You know,
it's for fun.
You need to give them their deal, too.
Here, we want to remind folks, if you're making the trip down today, you see the snow around, make sure you've got the right kind of vehicle. Make sure your tires are good. Make sure the windshield wipers, you don't want to get stuck out in bad weather. If you need some service, they'll take care of you at the Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And don't forget, it's also truck month at your Chrysler dealer. If you're looking to settle on something before the end of February, maybe you're going through tax season, maybe you've got that rebate back already, maybe you know what you're going to be getting, talk with the great sales department at either the Midway locations, and they'll get you set up so that when you're ready to jump in your new car, truck, or SUV, they're ready to have it for you and roll it right off the lot. Everyday low hassle-free pricing and over 500 vehicles available, new, pre-owned. They're all there for you. And if you don't want to get out in this type of weather, you can always check out the all-new thinkmidway.com. Each car, truck, there's a little tour, a video. It's so much updated. It was so great a year ago, and now there's even more. You can look about anything you want. Make, model, year, mileage, color, four-door, two-door, the type of engine. It's all there for you, and you can find it at thinkmidway.com or stop by and see your Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Larry, big picture before we get out of here today. We've been talking. For us, we talk wrestling all the time, but for the folks that just, as usual, may say, okay, it's state wrestling. What do I need to know? You need to know that the Class A and the Class C team races this year are up for grabs, and the Class B and the Class D should not be. Omaha Scut and Amherst. We'll start with Amherst. Made all 14, believed to be the first time any Class D school has qualified all 14 wrestlers. There may have been somebody that qualified a whole team before there were that many weight classes, but 14 for Amherst set a district record. Again, even if they stub their toe, they've got so many guys that they should be able to pick up a ton of points. What do you see down here from them?
That's just it. I mean, legitimately, Doug, because I'll get into where Amherst, with some of their guns, screwed up at the district tournament.
Yeah.
Legitimately. You know, Devin Dibbern has got to beat three state medalists to get to the finals. The kid he has in the first round today got fourth last year. So they could lose some of those top-end points, but you said it. They're going to beat you by attrition. They're going to keep sending guys to the front line long after you run out of guys. So it's been fun to watch. It's a great story. The Class A race, I don't know, flip a coin. Like, great for the Tri-Cities because I think, you know, Grand Island looking to extend the streak. I think they're very vulnerable. And Kearney, you know, as a Grand Island guy, I hate to say it, but I'm going to tell you, I love those that coaching staff up there. They're great guys. They're good for kids, and it's nice to see them put that thing back at the top. I think Burke North is going to have a bunch of big points. So the A race is going to be really interesting. The C race is incredible. C is so tough, Doug. 80 points might win that tournament, you know, so – big picture, I think that's it. Watch that A race. Watch that C race. Let's see if Amherst can break that scoring record again. You know, how many medals out of these 14 can they get? And I think just one quick thing, a little housekeeping. When you listen today to the updates, if you're hearing a quarterfinalist winner, if Doug gives you a quarterfinal winner, that means he's in the medal round. He'll be in the semis tomorrow night, and he's going to get a medal. So if you're rooting for your hometown guy, and this afternoon, if you hear Doug read his name again, that he's won a second match, he's a medalist.
Yeah, you get into that semifinals, you're guaranteed a top six placing. One thing that was kind of cool, you always look for something cool. Shelton Kennesaw right now is in fifth place in Class C. I mean, you just look up there at the board, and last year, I remember Kearney Catholic set a school record finishing in third, and they've been in the top 10 a lot. You look for some of those programs that continue to grow. Right now, it's Valentine, O'Neill, David City, Sergeant Burwell, Shelton, Kennesaw. We say you can't take a lot from this. Valentine, O'Neill, David City, Sergeant Burwell, the state champion, will be one of those four
no
teams.
No question, and I think it will run through Sergeant Burwell. And my point is, I don't think they can win it, Doug. They don't have enough points. They'll decide who win it by who they beat. And I believe that.
Some of the matchups, you look at those, you see sometimes you'd hear about good draws, bad draws. Sometimes it's not just individuals. It's how many head-to-head matchups you have before the semifinals. The semifinals, obviously, the big point round. That's where you decide. When you go into Saturday morning, it is usually decided who has won the state championship.
No question. Friday night, you're cashing your ticket to your placement points. And when you win in those four center mats, that is a giant point total that you get to stick in your coffer.
Well, let me get your prediction then. I want to get your prediction on Class A. Who wins it?
Oh, my good gravy.
And again, remember, Larry Baker is a Grand Island alum.
I was just going to say, guy, you know what? I think Grand Island's going to find a way. I think they're going to have enough big points. I think a guy like Schreiner's going to come through and get a big medal for him. I think Billy Thompson, you know, I think they can have three champs, you know, without question. And I think it's going to go through some kids like Schreiner and some of those types of kids to get that done. I think in A, we see that. B, you're going to see Scott. And in C, I think David City wins with attrition the same way that Amherst is going to win. O'Neill is great, but I think David City is too tough from top to bottom.
And one of the stories is O'Neill has never won a team championship in any sport, and they are looking for their first state championship trophy, and so there's a little pressure there.
And they were the runner-up last year. One of their big guns that was in the semifinals last year, Fox at 170, is probably going to get sent backwards here in the quarters because he's going to wrestle the young man from Centura here in about an hour. So, you know, you don't know. I will tell you, Doug, I think David City, I would love to see O'Neill win that thing. He has done a great job up there. But I think in the end, David City's just going to shove enough guys through on the back end, you know.
Kearney High, we talked yesterday off air. I said I will not be surprised to see Kearney in the number one slot after today. But they just, outside of a couple kids, you just don't know that they're going to be able to get into the finals.
If there's one thing, like this new coach McCannon Miller did such an incredible job there for like half of a century, you know. I mean, those guys are incredible. The one thing that Kearney's always been able to do is get that electricity going at the state meet. When you change coaching regimes, a lot of times that leaves. Let me tell you something, with Swarm and Hagen, that has not left. If they get on a roll tomorrow night, Doug, they can win this state tournament.
That would be an amazing accomplishment for the Bearcats. Outside of the Tri-Cities, everybody's money's on Omaha North.
Yeah, no question. I mean, they're bringing all these big top-end points. I mean, the question is do they have enough other guys that are going to score for them? Because they're going to score top-end points.
Yeah, and top-end points, that means guys in the finals like Javon Perkins. We've got five kids going for a state championship. And it sounds, we had this discussion last night. Is there any chance that any of them don't get it?
I just don't think so, Doug. You know, we sat there last night with a bunch of guys around that table that know what they're talking about with wrestling, and I just don't think so. I don't think there's a scenario out there where these five guys don't. The one thing I will tell you is in Class B, everybody's looking at Shaney. He's the Virginia recruit, D1 guy. If Barry gets there, I know he's hurt. Barry's legit. And he's a beast. He's a big, tough kid. You know, that one maybe.
Will Shaney from Blair, Colton Adams from Scotts Bluff, Javon Perkins from Omaha North, Brett Velasquez of Bennington, and Jacob Seabady of Pender are the five men that are going for that.
And Perkins and Adams, those are two kids that have wrestled across the United States. So if they get in a big-time tough match in the finals or semis, they know how to deal with that in that sense. And Jacob Seabady, he's the one. Now, I don't know anybody in his weight that probably can get it done, but I will tell you, he's the one that is gettable of all of them, as far as, and I'm taking nothing away from Jacob Seabady, for crying out loud.
Well, that was the question, though. If one of them is going to get clipped, who would you take?
I think I would take Seabady.
So we'll find out how that all plays out. Updates throughout the rest of the day here on ESPN Radio. Don't forget, live coverage of the semifinals tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. Any other notes before we wrap it up here, Larry?
Nope, they're started. They've got 106 and 113 pounders out there on the mat. Cantrell's out there wrestling right now to get into the semis.
Let me see if I got a couple more results. Alex Baritska of Cozad, he had his hands full to stay undefeated with the Auburn wrestler, but a couple of late moves. It was 8-7 with 30 seconds to go, and he wins it 13-7. Nicholas Weber of Aurora has been beaten by a pin in 1 minute and 28 seconds.
Oh,
did you have
good.
A couple more? Who else did we have?
Let's see. Brooke Huffman, Sergeant Burwell wins 4-2. Trace Gum, Sergeant Burwell lost 9-1. Ryan Newyear of Gibbon lost 9-1. Zach Oliver from Shelton Kennesaw wins in a pin 3:20. Austin Bard from Wood River loses in a pin at 1:40.
And Colby Spies is
he won. That's Bisbee down there, Doug.
Aaron Bisbee, it looks like he may be injured down on the mat. Again, had to forfeit out to take fourth place at the districts, and he got a bad draw here. I mean, for fourth seed, you're always going to get a bad draw, but it looks like he's battling injury, and he's trying it, and it looks like he may not be able to go.
And at districts,
it's scoreless in the second period, too.
At districts, they said it was like pneumonia. He was sick. Here he's holding his knee. Brady Huskenfelt from Centura is getting ready to get a big pin. There it is. Nice pin for the Centura. He's going to go 2-1 here in the first round.
And Alex Cantrell working his way with an early 2-0 lead in his quarterfinal match. It looks like he's going to give up a point here, though, maybe even a reversal. And we'll see how it all plays out. But, folks, that's going to wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Tomorrow, Jim Langan is going to be in studio to co-host. We'll catch up with Steve Anderson. The opening day of Fauner Park tomorrow. Why not have some snow? It's opening day where they run for the fun. And we can't wait to talk to Steve again throughout the meet at Fauner Park. We'll also be back down here at Omaha giving the very latest from state wrestling. We'll have some chats with folks from down here. We want to thank today's guest, and that is the head baseball coach at Utah in Bill Kinneberg. And we will see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.